Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You haven't any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Go ahead. Make my day.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Pedro Fernandez.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and this hour of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking the retirement of the greatest MMA fighter of the past decade in the minds of many. I'm talking about GSP. He's done, folks. George St. Pierre, of course, a fortnight ago, losing in the minds of the public, his world welterweight championship to Johnny Hendricks. A split decision winner was the longtime champion from Montreal, but guess what? Didn't go over well with President Dana White of the UFC or the fans, and he has vacated the title, and Johnny Hendricks and Robbie Lawler will fight for the vacant title March the 15th at UFC 171 in Dallas, Texas. So that's what's happening in the world welterweight division. Of course, we'll talk about the fact that GSP stepping away at the right time. Last night, UFC on Fox 9, straight up, it was a wow. What can I say? Demetrius Johnson, he is Mighty Mouse. We'll get to that after the break. Of course, we've got UFC 168 just 13 days away now. That's right, 13 days away, 3 days after Christmas. The bottom line is the world middleweight championship will be settled as Anderson Silva challenges the new champion, the man that knocked him out, the man that drilled him. I'm talking about Chris Weidman. Anderson Silva, Chris Weidman 2, December 28th at UFC 168. Of course, Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate, the rematch as well, being the co-main event. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529, 1-800-878-7529, Twitter, at Ring Talk. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
A message from Jim Hurley. What does it take to keep a football service going for 28 years? Always at the same 800 number and keeping your customers happy and prosperous while hundreds of other services have died and fallen by the wayside? It takes a network. Picking winners is not a solo act. It takes teamwork. Call 1-800-323-4453. That's 1-800-323-4453. Jim Hurley's network operates on this core belief. 1. You must have boots on the ground and see what's going on in practice and in the games. 2. The more information you have at your disposal, the more new information you generate. That's why Jim Hurley has retained many of the same customers year after year. And now it's your turn. So call today. 1-800-323-4453. 1-800-323-4453. Or visit jimhurley.com. That's 1-800-323-4453. Or visit jimhurley.com.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
You've always strived to make the best choices. And Rite Aid is here to help you keep making the best choices by giving you the information you need to choose the right Medicare Part D prescription plan coverage. During a free review of your Medicare Part D options with your pharmacist, get information about available plans so you can pick the plan with the best value based on your Rite Aid prescriptions, and avoid the possibility of overpaying, as plans and options can change year to year. And transfer all of your prescriptions to Rite Aid today to get Wellness 65 Plus points that could earn you up to 20% off almost the whole store for a year. Enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today for a free review of your Medicare Part D prescription plan options. Certain limitations apply. Prescriptions and certain non-prescription items are not eligible for the 20% discount. See your local Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Started it off right there, Rock just sent to go. Mike, Domi, and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Here again, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all.
And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Coming back with a great ballad from Tower of Power, You're Still a Young Man. Greg Adams there on the trumpet, graduate of Westmore High School in Daly City, California, class of 1968 or 70, not sure. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Rink Talk Live Worldwide. Speaking of Tower of Power, their ex-lead singer, Rick Stevens, who spent 36 years in the Betty Ford Center, wink, wink, for a crime that he committed in the 70s, he's got a new album out. It's called Back on the Streets Again. Rick Stevens, that's right, Rick Stevens. He'll be appearing in the Bay Area on December 28th. I'll get you that information in the coming days on the website, ringtalk.com and towerofpower.com. Last night, there was a Tower of Power in Sacramento, California at the Sleep Train Pavilion. I'm talking about the main event, UFC on Fox 9. That's right, 9 shows into the Fox contract. This is the 9th show that's aired on the big network. Of course, the premiere of the UFC, that was a bit of a disaster 2 years ago. It was last month when Junior Dos Santos knocked out Cain Velasquez in the blink of an eye, and of course both fighters entered hurt. They were fighting for the World Heavyweight Championship. The UFC had no backup plan, so they sat around and they talked for like 45 minutes, and it was like a major bummer as far as ratings were concerned, because people just tuned out and walked away. They were upset, and that was a bad omen for them debuting on Fox. But things have gotten better in 8 shows. In fact, the UFC made critical mistakes in their first pay-per-view event. Back in the early part of the century, of course, when I think it was UFC 33 or something like that, Tito Ortiz and Victor Matsushenko, I believe that was his challenger. They were fighting for the UFC light heavyweight 205-pound title back in the day. But the Zuffa people, Zuffa Sports, the parent company behind the UFC and they bought the World Extreme Cage Fighting roster. They bought the Pride roster. They bought the Strike Force roster. I mean, they are the New York Yankees of MMA, no question about it, the major league. But they made a mistake when they only purchased, I think, 2.5 hours of TV time or 3 hours of TV time, and the show ran over, and people that had bought the pay-per-view didn't get to watch the end of it. And that was, of course, when he, defending champion, ended up walking away with a decision. But Matsushenko, really no match for Tito Ortiz back in the day. Tito Ortiz, at one point in time, the flag bearer for the UFC. Now, last night, technically, I have heard Joe Rogan describe Demetrius Johnson, Mighty Mouse, as the most technically sound fighter in the world. Well, there may be some merit to that. He's only 125 pounds. That's why they call him Mighty Mouse. He's a world flyweight champion. In fact, flyweight is the lightest division in the UFC, the world of the UFC. They go from 125 at flyweight to 135 at bantamweight to 145 at featherweight to 170 at 155 at lightweight, 170 at welterweight, 185 at middleweight, and 205 is light heavyweight, and anything from 205 plus to 265 is heavyweight. But last night, the flyweights took center stage, and of course, Team Alpha Male, I'm talking about Joseph Benavidez. He's a great fighter, no question about that. I mean, he brought Demetrius Johnson so close to defeat in their first fight about 18 months ago that there had to be a rematch, okay? I mean, it was razor close. Any way you looked at it, it could have went either way. Well, last night, it couldn't have went either way, because Demetrius Johnson, he was just amazing. I mean, this one-punch knockout that he drilled, I'm just blown away by it. Demetrius Johnson's an amazing fighter, but that one, boom, right-hand counter, I mean, it just, I don't think that Benavidez had ever been dropped like that or hurt like that in his entire life, but it was a right hand that was flush with those four-ounce gloves. It was thrown with proper leverage. It was a good right-hand counter. Bob, boom, landed right on the chin. I mean, it was a jackpot. You know, when it was like if you pulled like the arm of a one-armed bandit in Las Vegas and hit the big slot machine payoff, well, that was the big slot machine payoff for Demetrius Johnson. Now he's, what, 19-2-1 and still the world flyweight champion. It proves that he is head and shoulders, like Joe Rogan says. And I don't like to quote Joe Rogan all that much. I really don't. I think sometimes he's just a big blowhard, okay? So maybe you should go back to reality TV. But sometimes he makes good points. And he made a good point last night when he said that Demetrius Johnson is probably the most technically sound fighter in the UFC. And I really think he is. I mean, I was absolutely blown away by it. He won in less than, I think, 2 minutes and 28 seconds. So it was in the first round. It was an amazing punch. And, you know, hats off to the world flyweight champion, Demetrius Johnson. We hope to get him on the show in the near future. Benavidez of Team Alpha Male. Of course, he's his team member is Uriah Faber. We'll get to that in just a second. But he drops to 19-4, does Benavidez. And he's a solid fighter. He's got nothing to be ashamed of. He met the best, and he got beat by the best. And sometimes that's what happens when the best fights the best. Now, the co-main event featured the California kid. I'm talking about Uriah Faber, folks, taking on Michael McDonald. And Uriah was, he was doing his thing. He was landing good front kicks. He was landing decent punches. He was controlling the action in the first round. And, you know, I mean, he's fighting at home, so he's got all his people behind him. He went to high school in nearby Lincoln, California. And, of course, there's the Sleep Train Pavilion, formerly the Arco Pavilion. And for boxing, it was a house that Tony built. I'm talking about Tony the Tiger Lopez, the former world boxing champion from Sacramento, California, back in the 90s. Of course, he had record gates up there and things like that. And then Uriah came along. Uriah Faber came along. Of course, he's a Sacramento-born kid. And he fought at the Arco Pavilion, which is now called the Sleep Train Pavilion. But as far as MMA is concerned, it's the house that Uriah built. And Uriah was, he surprised some people, but he kept his fans happy last night with the second round submission over Michael McDonald. It was a guillotine choke. It was the boa constrictor-like move. I mean, holy cow, once that guy grabs a hold of you and gets you in that move, man, that's sort of like it. It's sort of like the arm bar and Ronda Rousey. Every fight she's won has been by the arm bar. But when she gets an arm bar on you, it's over. When Uriah Faber gets that chokehold on you, you're history. If you're 135 pounds, and that's what he's fighting at now, bantamweight, he was formerly a lightweight, went down to featherweight, and now he's at, I take that back, and now he's a bantamweight. So he's dropped a lot of weight to make 135 pounds, and guess what? He's looking pretty good. I don't care if he's 32 years old or not. He's one of the best guests I've ever had on this show. We were supposed to have him last week, and something happened. I think he was having issues as far as cutting weight for this fight's concerned because, you know, cutting weight is really all the work. I mean, people say that musicians don't work all that hard. Well, they really don't on stage, per se, but the travel, that's what you pay musicians for, is to travel from city to city and town to town and take rides on buses and on airplanes and things like that. And with fighters, it's the training. It's the cutting weight. I mean, you heard Josh Koscheck, who lost a fortnight ago but on the Johnny Hendricks GSP undercard UFC 167. He was on the show live in the studio. Of course, he's from Fresno, California. And he talked about, you know, having to cut like 18 pounds in like 9 days. And I said, wow, you're going to be able to do that and be strong? He said, oh, yeah, because I've been doing it a long time. You know, I was a four-time U.S. Wrestling champion. I mean, the guy knew what he's talking about, but cutting that kind of weight, man, cutting weight is really a killer. And that's what fighters get paid for, really. I mean, that's the punishment involved. And people think that the beating is the worst part of it. The fighting is not the worst part of it. Having had 52 amateur fights as a boxer, I can tell you that fighting is the least of my worries. I've never been worried in the ring. I've always been worried about making weight. 139 pounds is the weight that I had to make it as an adult back in the day and winning 4 Golden Glove championships and going off to the Western Olympic trials back about many years ago. Anyway, the bottom line is cutting weight is what these fighters get paid to do. That is the real punishment in training. And Uriah Faber cut the weight, looked good. Of course, took out Michael McDonald. Now he's set for another fight for a title at 135 pounds. We'll see what's next for the California kid. But I really hope to get Uriah on the show in the near future, if not before the end of the year in the early part of 2014, because he's one of my greatest guests. And he's always got something to say. He's got products to push. I mean, he's just a complete guy from A to Z, no question about it. Hats off to Uriah Faber, the California kid. Okay. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. Chad Mendez was the winner last night, as was Joe Lozon. Of course, that was the televised card, the undercard we can get to a little bit later. I'm going to bring in Zach Attack Young. Zach's going to look at this from his MMA perspective. I'm talking about the UFC on Fox 9. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh!
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
If you want to interview anybody at Bellator, you can only go through me, buddy. Don't be bothering my boss, Bajorn.
My little weekly shot there at the Bellator Fighting Championship and their CEO, Bjorn Rebney. Not the guy I want to have living next door to me. But he did a good job as far as the premier season of Bellator on Spike TV. And then things just sort of fell apart, I guess, in May. They're not really back on the TV all that regular. You don't know when their cards are, things like that. And you go to the Bellator website, and it says upcoming title fights, and you punch the title fights, it doesn't tell you what date they are. What good is it to know they're upcoming if you don't know what date they're going to be? So try to get your website together. I'm talking about the Bellator Fighting Championships and their CEO, Bjorn Rebney. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. We take it to Southern California, bring in Zach Young. And Zach, Demetrius Johnson, Joe Rogan called him the most technically sound fighter in the world, and I think he sort of lived up to that last night.
Yeah, he. I mean, I was surprised. I didn't think he was going to get a first-round knockout, but that was impressive.
I mean, and not was Benavidez wasn't stunned. He was done.
Yeah, after the first shot, he went down hard, and he's never been – that was the first time he's been stopped.
Well, somebody said it was the first time he's ever been knocked off his feet in a fight by a punch. But the bottom line is he had a good chin. Of course, he came in as a part of Team Alpha Male with Uriah Faber, and – well, the fans didn't go home all that happy with his results, but the bottom line is when you fight the best, things are going to happen. You know, the best versus the best, and those are the two best flyweights in the world, right?
Yeah, they are, and I think what happened is what they were saying, I agreed. I thought that Benavidez kind of like was planting his feet too much, and that's he got caught cold like that.
Yeah, well, getting caught cold like that and taking shots like that, I mean, that was a monstrous punch. That was like that Joe Walcott punch landed on Rocky Marciano. I mean, it has distorted his face.
Yeah, that didn't look good at all.
No, it didn't. And you knew that. And you knew the fight was over. I mean, there was no doubt about it. I mean, with the way his body just fell out from underneath him, you knew he was concussed.
Yeah, I thought Mighty Mouse would win, but I thought it was going to be like another close decision or something. I didn't expect that, honestly.
What this Mighty Mouse tag? I mean, because he's a world flyweight champion. He's mighty, and as I said, probably one of the most technically sound fighters in the world, but he's so small that he really can't move up, can he?
I don't think so. He is very tiny. His voice, he sounds like a tiny person.
Of course, he fights at 125 pounds. Now, the UFC, that's their lightest division. I told people earlier they went from 125 at flyweight to 135 at featherweight, at bantamweight, to 145 at featherweight, to 155 at lightweight, to 170 at welterweight, to 185 at middleweight, 205 is light heavyweight, and 205 to 265, 205 plus to 265 is heavyweight. Do you think the UFC is going to go any lighter as far as weight classes are concerned?
I don't know. I mean, it's possible, but I kind of doubt it. I think that they have like a lot of weight classes now. But you never know what could happen in the future. Maybe once they, it sounds bad to say, but maybe once they start going into China more, they would like have the lighter weight fighters.
You know, I also think, you know, remember when Bellator was having the chicks on TV in those tournaments?
Yeah.
That was good. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, the women, because women fighters, be it in MMA or boxing, Zach Young is our guest, folks, a writer at ringtalk.com. And when women fight, be it in boxing or MMA, they realize that there's people casting aspersions on them. You know, they don't belong there. They belong in the kitchen. They belong pregnant and barefooted and things like that. And, you know, that's not the woman of 2014. But the bottom line is when women fight, they deliver.
Yeah, I mean, they're in some of the most exciting fights these days.
Yeah, they are in some of the most exciting fights. Uriah Faber, what was that, a boa constrictor chokehold or what?
It looked like it. That was crazy, but his striking was the thing that impressed me the most because, you thought McDonald would have the edge there, but he really didn't.
Okay. Now, Uriah Faber is what, 33 years old?
Somewhere around there.
Okay, I mean, he's getting long in the tooth as far as an MMA fighter is concerned, you would think. But then again, guys started late in their career. He didn't start all that late, but guys that did start late in their career, like Randy Couture, were able to go into their 40s. Faber's got one more run in 135 pounds. And how do you think he'll fare? The same way he did that first time in that first UFC fight, or what?
It'll be interesting to see because he's either going to fight Cruz or Barao again, right?
Like that. Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, and he was competitive with both of them. He beat Cruz the first time, so I don't know. He might have improved enough to do something. He definitely looked great last night.
Yeah, and he's one of the fighters that's responsible for bringing the UFC and the world of MMA to the world. I mean, he's an exciting fighter. People know him all over the planet.
Yeah, and I mean, you saw last night how popular he was. That other guy was from Modesto, and he was getting booed.
Yeah, well, you want to get booed, and you know nobody got booed like Adrian Broner did last night. So it was sort of a good omen for him, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that was I mean, I thought that that was kind of a 50-50 fight going in, but I don't know. I don't think he showed up.
Yeah, not showed up, not ready. Now, Johnny just sent me an email, and he said to me, he said, ask your guests if he's impressed with Mark Hunt, and could Mark Hunt really be a serious threat at heavyweight? Talking about the Samoan that took out Bigfoot Silva a couple of weeks ago in Australia.
I think Mark Hunt is a great fighter, and I just don't think anybody's really a threat to Kane, but I definitely think that he is a great fighter, and it would be interesting to see, like, even a rematch with him and Junior or something like that.
No, I don't think so. I really don't want to see Junior Dos Santos fight anymore. I think he took so much punishment in those two Cain Velasquez fights. I thought he took two careers worth of punishment because, I mean, not only is this the biggest heavyweight, a bigger heavyweight, 245, 250 pounds, he's rock solid. He's hitting with proper leverage. He's punching hard. I mean, he was like a monster that night with Junior Dos Santos in the second fight and the third fight. So, did you see Dos Santos after that third fight? Did you see that picture of him in the hospital?
Yeah, he didn't. That wasn't a good picture.
No, and I just don't know. I don't know how you can convince a guy or implore a guy to continue fighting when he takes beatings like that.
Especially when he already has competed for the belt three times now, and I mean, he's probably not going to get another shot for a long time, so maybe it is a good time.
He did have a shot, though, in the third fight, the most recent fight, when he hurt Cain Velasquez coming out with his first set of punches, but he couldn't follow up on him. Cain wobbled a little bit.
Yeah, I remember that. I mean, he's the second best heavyweight, I think, Junior Dos Santos, but the gap between the second and first is just so big.
But the penalty he pays for that gap is, I think, it's life-threatening.
It very well could be. It's definitely going to be one of those things where he's not going to be in good shape later on in life.
Mm-hmm. Zach Attack Young is our guest, folks. He writes at ringtalk.com. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. In this hour, mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we are Saturdays and Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, for an hour in which we delve into both boxing and MMA. And then on Sunday, we go for 2 hours beginning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. We do an hour of boxing and then an hour of MMA. And this is the USC, the MMA hour. USC 167. Let's talk about the retirement or the walkaway of George St. Pierre. We talked about this before. I thought it was the best decision all year long in the world of MMA as far as personal and professional decisions were concerned. I thought that GSP stepped up at the right time and stepped away at the right time.
Yeah, I definitely think so, because I don't think he would have won a rematch with Hendricks for sure.
No.
That's the smartest thing for him to do.
Because Johnny Hendricks pounded him like salt. I mean, how many rounds did you give GSP in that fight?
I think one at the most.
Yeah, I think Dana gave him the third round. And it's not good when the president of the UFC is going around talking about you after the fight, after you've been their flag bearer for a long time, and he's going, yeah, you only won one round, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, that's sort of like pressure on you to walk away, I thought.
I think so. I mean, and he's a pretty honest person, Dana White, so you got to kind of go with that.
He's been honored as an entrepreneur, executive of the year. Of course, he's brought a business that had lost $35 million to a plus $1.7, $1.8 billion. I mean, I guess those accolades are deserving, aren't they?
He's doing something right.
But you know what he's doing? He's taking the blueprint. He told me he took the blueprint of Vince McMahon running the WWE and sort of tried to combine it with the boxing blueprint and came up with his own blueprint, and that's what he does. I mean, when you go to his events, that last night, that event at the Sleep Train Pavilion or the house that Uriah built in Sacramento, California, it was like a rock concert, man. The place was jumping. I mean, all in all, there's never a dull time. They've got something on the screen. They've got something in the octagon. Something's always going. Unlike in boxing matches, you have to sit there on your hands sometimes for a half hour between fights.
Yeah, I thought they, I mean, you could tell, I saw it on TV, but you could tell that the atmosphere is really good at that fight.
Yeah, of course, it was the house that Uriah built, folks. Uriah Faber, the California kid, hoping to get the young man who was a TK, a winner. Wow, were they boost. Is that the boa constrictor chokehold, or is that what you called it? Is that what it's called?
Oh, no, that's what I called it. I compared him to a boa constrictor.
Okay, yeah, that was like boa-like. I mean, once he slapped that on, man, Michael McDonald wasn't getting out of that. Now, were you impressed with anybody else on the card?
Yeah, I mean, I thought all the fights on the card, I thought that was a very good card, probably the best card they've had on Fox.
Okay, of course, UFC on Fox 9, UFC on Fox 10, we'll talk about that. That's going to happen. Benson Henderson is going to take on Pettis, and that's for you. That'll be for the vacant lightweight title, I believe, or a form of the lightweight title. Bottom line is, it's going to happen. We'll get to those upcoming UFC events right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide in the next segment. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And guess what? There ain't nothing stopping us now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
Studies show that as many as 90% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, making it one of the most common health concerns in the world. But all of that is about to change because now there's Bio-D Supreme, the absorbable vitamin D. This unique vitamin D spray quickly and easily provides the therapeutic level of vitamin D you need every day. Just a few sprays a day delivers 5,000 IU of vitamin D, the same amount recommended by doctors. Traditional vitamin D pills can lose up to 90% of their potency as they pass through our system, but Bio-D Supreme uses amazing new oral spray technology with a fully optimized blend of vitamin D and all the key cofactors so you get the vitamin D you need absorbed into your bloodstream in just seconds. Stop wasting your money on pills and get the spray. Call now and find out how to get your free 30-day bonus supply of Bio-D Supreme.
Call 1-800-709-7805. That's 800-709-7805. Again, 800-709-7805.
Call now.
When you work out, you give it your all. At the gym or outdoors, it's intense, impactful, nonstop. You need a headphone that keeps up and won't fall out. With iSport, you get pure monster sound, a comfortable fit, washability, and control talk at your fingertips so you don't miss a call. Choose from a range of noise isolations with iSport Intensity, Victory, and Strive, or go wireless with iSport Freedom. Monster iSport, the athlete's headphone. Available at Target and Best Buy or online at monsterproducts.com.
It's a cold December Sunday as you gather in the living room and watch your favorite team battle for field position on the frozen tundra. Suddenly, your family is blindsided by an aerial barrage of commercials for male enhancement drugs, violent crime shows, and terrifying movies. You were defenseless against this relentless assault until now.
When a commercial starts, my TV choice flips your TV to your pre-selected channel. When it's over, your TV returns to the game automatically. Watch the game, not the ads. Protect your family. Visit mytvchoice.com for more details.
Loud fans help teams win. Yell bands helps fans be loud. Yell bands are megaphones that fans wear on their arm and pull off to cheer for their team. And now Yell Band LLC is crowdfunding in order to purchase the licenses to put NFL and college team logos on the bands. Contributors receive some pretty cool perks like a t-shirt, a Yell Band of your choice, or even free game tickets for the life of the company. Go to yellband.com and click on the green crowdfunding button to learn more and contribute. Take home field advantage to the next level at yellband.com. Looking to add that hard-to-find autograph to your collection? Well, look no further than Les Wolf Sports, LLC. Les Wolf Sports is a name that's been synonymous with autographs and sports memorabilia for more than five decades. The company is a reliable and trusted source for authentic autographs and memorabilia. Whether you're new to the hobby or a seasoned collector, Les Wolf is the place for you. Collect, invest, protect, and preserve with the best. Visit LesWolfSportsLLC.com today. That's L-E-S-W-O-L-F-F Sports, LLC.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's the way it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something on my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
The great Humphrey Bogart. Man. Bogey. Bogey just kicked butt, didn't he? Anyway, of course, that theme is from the How the West Was Won, but prior to that was the great Humphrey Bogart. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts this hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network from the City of Angels. Our MMA and boxing correspondent, I'm talking about Zach Attack Young. And Zach, January 25th, UFC on Fox 10. Benson Henderson and Josh Thompson, they're going to vie for the interim championship. Of course, the lightweight champion is Anthony Pettis. He hurt his leg or tore his ACL, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, the injuries, people don't realize that, but the injuries in MMA, more of them happen in training than they do in fights. In boxing, it's sort of the opposite way. More injuries happen in the ring in fights than they do in training. Do you think I'm right there?
Yeah, I feel like that's the case. There's so many UFC fights that get canceled where it's just like the cards end up being completely different than what they started out as.
Yeah, but, you know, in the world of the UFC, yeah, that's true. I mean, we've seen some pay-per-view blockbusters that turned into, you know, not-so-great fights and people that had to go to Las Vegas and had to cancel out tickets. In fact, when John Jones refused to meet Chael Sonnen last July, I think in early July, that caused a lot of people headaches because they had all those airline tickets and the room reservations, all that kind of good stuff. So he sort of spit on the fans. He spit on the company as well. And I don't think Dana White's ever really going to forgive him for that, do you?
I don't think so. He's probably going to keep giving him tough fights.
Yeah, tough fights, no doubt about it. Now, Henderson and Thompson, I had Thompson in the studio a few weeks ago. They call him the Punk, and I asked him why they called him the Punk. He said that was a name he acquired as a kid. But he's a rough, tough guy. Is he good enough to beat Benson Henderson?
He's good enough, but I kind of expect Benson Henderson to be pretty fired up, and I think that he'll want to like regain his glory. So I think I would go with Henderson, but it's a good fight. It's competitive for sure.
Is Henderson, what was wrong with Henderson? Why is he couldn't put the exclamation marks on appearances? I mean, on fights. He just couldn't do it. I mean, he would have fights where he seemed to have a guy hurt and then not go for the kill. He lacked killer instinct, I thought.
Yeah, it seems like it. He was getting a lot of, like, close decisions. And I kind of felt the same way about Demetrius Johnson, but, I mean, you can't really say he didn't have a killer instinct last night.
Okay. Now, this Henderson and Thompson card is going to be live from the United Center in Chicago, Illinois, January 25th on Fox TV. That's right, Fox, UFC on Fox 10. 10 shows now. Benson Henderson, Josh Thompson, some other fighters on the card. But when you look at, let's just skip the future for a second. Let's look back at 2013. What are the most significant things outside of the retirement of George St. Pierre? Because that's probably going to be like one of the biggest events of the year. Outside of that, what's happened in the octagon that's been the most thrilling thing you thought thus far this year?
The most, that Diego Sanchez-Gilbert Melendez fight was probably the single most thrilling octagon fight.
Right, is Melendez the best lightweight in the world?
I don't know. He'll have to fight Pettis and, you know, and Henderson again maybe, and we'll see. But he's definitely, I would say, like top five for sure.
I thought, you know, it was a close fight. I thought he beat Henderson 3-2 down there. I think it was in San Jose, but I wasn't screaming. I wasn't a robbery. I mean, I didn't think it was a heist where they put a gun to his head and took the fight away from him. But I definitely think he's a real fighter to deal with. Right now, pound for pound, Cain Velasquez, shoulder injury and all, is the best fighter in the world.
Yeah, either him or Henan Burrell, but I think he's proven more than Henan Burrell, so I'll go with Cain Velasquez.
But Burrell is an amazing fighter, too. He hasn't lost since, like, Ronald Reagan, right?
Right.
I mean, he's an amazing fighter. Some of the other fights coming up on UFC, of course, UFC Fight Night, they're going to take it to Singapore. They're going to Singapore, and that's going to be January the 4th. That'll be on Fox Sports 2, Fox Sports 1. Are you having any easier problem negotiating between Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports 2?
It's still a bit tricky. I always have to look it up online to figure out which one is which, but I think I got it down now.
Okay. Do you think the average fan has it down, or do you think it's going to still take a while?
It's going to take a while, I think, because, I mean, I'm the average fan, and I can't find it.
No, I think you're a bit more than the average fan. We're talking with Zach Young, folks, father of one. How's the baby? How old is the baby now?
Oh, she's doing well. She's about 10 months now, a little older.
Fantastic. You starting to develop a personality and things like that?
Yeah, she definitely has a personality.
And she's got daddy on the, wrapped around her finger?
Yep.
You know, that's the way it goes. I was a father. I had a daughter. Same thing applies.
Yeah, it's hard for that not to happen.
And this will be your first Christmas as a father, so it'll be a special holiday season for you.
Yeah, it's gonna be really nice.
Okay, Chris Weidman and Anderson Silva go on the 28th, and we've talked about that fight almost to death. I mean, we both think that Weidman's going to win. But what can Silva do differently? I mean, as far as because if he tries to wrestle him, I think he get beat wrestling. I think if he tries to box him, I think he gets beat boxing. That's what he got beat at the last time boxing. I just think that Weidman's just too strong. He's too young. He's too much Weidman for him.
Yeah, I agree. But if there's a game plan for Silva to use, it's to use his distance to not drop his hands as much as he was doing, and to keep it on the feet, because he definitely wouldn't have an advantage on the ground.
Okay. Looking at this UFC schedule, of course, the 28th of December, UFC 168 live from Las Vegas, Weidman and Silva 2, and, of course, Ronda Rousey and Miesha Tate 2, and Ronda Rousey is not portraying herself as the sweet American apple pie girl that she thought she was. Ah, right, on TV. She's a rough customer, huh?
Yeah, she is. But that's going to appeal to some people, you know?
Yeah, well, I got news for you. If you ever get too wise on this show, I'm sending her to your house.
Don't do it, Paige.
Don't do it. We're all scared of Ronda Rousey, and you should be scared of her.
You should.
I mean, what she's done to men in the gym, she trains with men her size and bigger, and what she's done to men in the gym has just been off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Okay, so we got Weidman and Silva going December 28th. That's UFC 168. That's live from Las Vegas in the MGM Grand. The main event will be on pay-per-view. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Then they go to Singapore. That's UFC Fight Night, January the 4th, and that's going to be interesting when they go across the pond. Then they're going to go to they go back to Georgia with another UFC Fight Night on Fox Sports. So that's January 15th. Then we come back with the January 25th, the aforementioned UFC on Fox 10. Man, the UFC's, I mean, they're cranking it out as far as 2014 is concerned. This is going to be like four cards in less than 4 weeks.
Yeah, that's a big start to the year, and they all look like they could be entertaining.
And then they come back on February 1st, February 15th, February 22nd, March the 6th, March 15th. Of course, March 15th, Robbie Lawler and Johnny Hendricks. Now, you think Lawler's got a hell of a shot there, but I think Hendricks is too much. I think he punches too hard.
Well, Lawler hits hard, too, though, and he's a tough fighter. I do expect Hendricks to win, but you can't count him out. You can't count Lawler out. People count him out against Rory McDonald, and you saw what happened then.
Yes, UFC 171, folks. That's March 15th from Dallas, Texas, in the quest of the American Airlines Arena. As I said, Johnny Hendricks, that's Johnny with one N, Johny Hendricks, taking on Robbie Lawler for the for the title. And, you know, I mean, when you think of the title and how long that GSP held it, I mean, he lost to Matt Serra, he avenged that loss. I think he lost to another Matt, and he avenged that loss. So he lost both fights he's avenged. There's nothing really left for him to do. There's no reason for him to continue, is there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's accomplished more than a lot of people have. He's going to go down as one of the best ever.
Okay. And, I mean, not only is he going to go down as one of the best ever, but he's going to go down as one of the pioneers because, you know, he brought Canada. Canada's one of the biggest buyers of pay-per-view, American pay-per-view, when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts. I think it's number two in the world to the USA as far as pay-per-view buyers are concerned. So, I mean, he sort of, there was an audience there for it, and he's carried that audience, but he says the weight is too much on his shoulders. What does he mean by that?
I think the weight of being a champion, being like the face of a franchise, it's a lot for anybody to handle.
Okay, but Cain Velasquez doesn't seem to have a problem with that. John Jones doesn't seem to have a problem with that. But but GSP, the pressure was just too long. And coming off that loss that he got the win on, that probably had a lot to do with it, didn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it can't feel good to have everybody feel like you lost the fight.
Okay. Some other fights coming up, of course. Hey, here's Rashad Evans and Daniel Cormier going to hook it up. Looks like UFC 170, that's February the 22nd. Cormier, a fantastic heavyweight, a guy giving away size both in height and in body mass. Of course, he would weigh in like 230 pounds, 225 pounds, and he wasn't that weight. He put silver dollars or something like that in his pocket. But, I mean, I think Rashad Evans is in trouble here.
Yeah, Rashad's getting kind of long in the tooth, I think, and Cormier is at his best right now, I think.
He's 14-0, of course, a member of the American Kickboxing Academy down there in San Jose, California, Silicon Valley, USA, a team member with Cain Velasquez, a team member with Kyle Kingsbury, who was going to spend some time with us today, but his voice is so bad he can't talk on the radio. So, Kyle, we We hope you get well real fast. But Cormier, he's going to end up challenging John Jones. That's going to be the big fight at 205 pounds in 2014, huh?
Yeah, and I think Cormier has a great shot at winning that fight.
Okay. What does John Jones have to do to beat Daniel Cormier? I mean, he's going to face a guy that's a great wrestler. I mean, he was an All-American wrestler. I think he went to the Olympics as well, might have had a bronze or something like that. So Cormier is no joke.
No, he's not. And honestly, he has some pretty good striking as well. So it's going to be a really interesting fight.
Okay. Alex Gustafson is going to be coming back UFC Fight Night. It'll be in London at the Q2 Arena. Looks like that's going to go down March the 6th. So there's action. This is all on Fox Sports. So if you don't have Fox Sports yet, you got to figure out a way to do this or jump on the internet and get one of those international feeds, right, and watch it on the international TV. Is that the way to go there, Zach?
That can work, like going on the internet. But I mean, you could probably just look up on the internet and find out which channel it's showing on your whatever cable provider you have.
Okay. Tito Ortiz, of course, the man that broke his neck, or what was it? Was it a fractured vertebrae? What was the injury there?
It was some sort of fracture. I don't know 100% what it was, but yeah, it was some kind of like fracture in his neck.
So is Bellator ever going to try to do that him and Rampage Jackson fight, or is Tito done?
I don't know. Tito kind of strikes me as the type of person that's just not going to hang it up. So they still might make it happen. It could still possibly make them some money, but I don't think they should do it.
You know, he was the UFC flag bearer for a while as the light heavyweight champ, and he was a guy, the face of the UFC. I mean, even before Dana White sort of emerged, it was Tito Ortiz. Then, of course, their personalities went back and forth. They were going to box each other in a boxing match, and then Ortiz didn't show up, or he backed out, or something like that. And then Tito went away, and then Tito came back, and now Tito's sort of managing that female monster, the cyborg, Chris Cyborg Santos, and he's taking her over to Evicta. Eventually, she's going to come back and fight Ronda. Is that it?
Yeah, I think eventually she will. Okay. And I mean, that's a tough fight to call because Cyborg definitely has the advantage on the feet, but she could always get armbarred. So
I got less than a minute for you. What was the upset in the world of mixed martial arts in the year of 2013?
It has to be the Weidman Silva one because I don't think a lot of people picked Weidman to win that fight, but he won.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is Zach Attack Young. You can check out his writing at ringtalk.com. A fantastic writer, good radio correspondent. Zach, take care of the baby. Happy holidays, and we'll talk real soon.
All right, thank you, Pedro.
All right, you're tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA version, the MMA Hour, of course. Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, TuneIn.com, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network. I can go on and on. We've got all kinds of internet platforms. Check out my website, RingTalk.com. That's RingTalk, RingTalk.com. We go bump de bump de bump, bump city, sitting by the dashboard, checking it out, watching the man with the fat feet.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Here I sit, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves. 58 minutes, pick that back. 57 and a half minutes past the hour. USC on Fox 9 is history. Last night, Sleep Train Pavilion, of course, Demetrius Johnson, Mighty Mouse, the world flyweight champion, 125 pounds, a KO1 winner over Joseph Benavidez. Benavidez came in 19-3, obviously left 19-4, just 2 minutes and 28 seconds into the first round. Uriah Faber, a winner, a submission winner in two rounds over Michael McDonald. Wow, Uriah's back at 135, and we look for good things from him. Of course, he is the California kid, one of the most popular fighters in the history of MMA. The future of MMA, December the 28th. I'm talking about UFC 168, the next big event. Chris Weidman defending the world middleweight championship, of course, against the ex-champion Anderson the Spider Silva. Ditto, ditto, ditto. Maybe not a knockout in the second round, but a knockout will happen, I think, for Weidman within five rounds. Of course, that's UFC 168. The semi-main event, 13 days from now, Ronda Rousey, the most popular fighter in the world. I kid you not. I mean, popular, yes, and a heel, yes, at the same time. Sort of like the good guy, bad guy. Sort of reminds me of Ray Stevens, a wrestler back in San Francisco in the 60s, a professional wrestler. He was voted the most likable athlete in the Bay Area and the most hated athlete in the Bay Area. And I think that Ronda Rousey is assuming that position in the world of MMA, especially female MMA, as she dogs Miesha Tate leading up to this rematch, of course, December the 28th. Miesha Tate, Ronda Rousey supporting the supporting act for Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman. Of course, Weidman winning second fight, remaining world middleweight champion, looking into 2014 to become one of the best fighters in the world. That is Chris Weidman from upstate New York. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific. I'm right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget the website, RingTalk.com. Until next time, much respect.